Austin, Texas. It's why David you people Knight.
Keep on dying.
Whoa. Well, you know, we've had this... The story about the YouTube shooting pretty much dropped like a rock out of the mainstream media because it didn't fit their agenda, did it? Found out the woman was a radical animal rights activist. She was a woman, not a man, not a white male, but a woman of Iranian descent. Can't use that, can we? They tried anyway. Like I pointed out yesterday, you got Michael Ian Black calling the NRA terrorists. I don't know or care who this person is. The NRA is to blame. They're the terrorist organization because it's about guns. Whatever. They don't care. Don't let facts get in your way. Please don't let facts get in your way. Can't have that argument. See, that's why they have to control the media. That's why they have to control you and your ability to read and to share. Your ability, and I have a lot of problems with social media. I don't use it much myself. I've never been on Facebook. I tried it maybe about 10 years ago for a couple of months. And it's like, this is tedious. I don't want to have anything to do with it. There's a lot of people sharing cat videos, friends, things that I wasn't interested in. Just too hard to sort through anything of any relevance. And for the most part, I thought it was kind of sad how everybody was really kind of mimicking Big Brother, the TV program, hoping that they could, by oversharing so many different details of their personal life, that they would somehow become a celebrity. They get more friends, more likes, all this other kind. And it's like, I don't want to be a part of this scene. I get on Twitter occasionally because I like to be able to share articles. It's very short, concise. I like to see what other people find interesting and pass that information around. Look, that was what the founders of this country did with their committees of correspondence. You had a more free press, a more diverse press. Yes, it was very much in the camp of one political ideology or the other. Each one of, there's my website there, Libertarian, or not website, my Twitter handle there, Libertarian. But in the early days of the Republic, the newspapers were very, very partisan and open about it. I mean, you can still see throughout the South, such and such Democrat Gazette or, the Arkansas Democrat or whatever. They even put their party affiliation in the name of the newspaper. And you understood that as you were looking at it. You understood they were coming from one place or the other. I like it when people declare their biases, quite frankly. I don't like it when they lie to me and tell me that, hey, we're perfectly objective. They're either lying to themselves or they're lying to you if they say that. Nobody is perfectly objective. Even the stories that you choose to find important and report. Matt Drudge doesn't write any stories, does he? He's America's editor, however. I mean, he's very, very popular, and he has a conservative libertarian bent. The articles that he chooses to put out there, yeah, he's got entertainment articles that he puts out there, mega house of filth with 500 cats, where he does that occasionally because people find that interesting, and you have to throw some entertainment out there as well. I mean, every newspaper, every news organization does that to some degree. But the bottom line is the news stories that he finds important reflect his personal opinion. And the same thing is true of everybody, whether it's the New York Times, Washington Post, or whatever. The thing I don't like is when you have the New York Times and Washington Post and CNN and others say, we're perfectly objective, or Fox News, we're perfectly objective. We don't have a bias. And it's like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Stop lying to me about it. As I've said many times, I never liked magazines like Newsweek or Time because they sold that nonsense to me. It's like, you're not neutral at all. I would rather go to an opinion magazine, have them state the facts, state how they understand the facts, make their argument for it. So today we're going to be talking to Roger Stone in the second hour because when he joked about talking to Julian Assange, that joke became part of the Mueller investigation and this massive flood of fake news over the last couple of days. No, you know what? The real joke that was exposed by that? The real joke is the Mueller investigation itself. And it is a joke that is wearing pretty thin. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the UK because what they're pushing with this narrative for war is not a joke either. We'll be right back.
It looks like America is starting to wake up from the lies and disinformation. 77% of Americans polled recently by Monmouth University believe that the old legacy media like CNN and the New York Times regularly report fake news. The survey asked respondents, do you think these sources report these stories on purpose in order to push an agenda, or do they tend to report them more by accident or because of poor fact-checking? The majority of respondents at 42% said they believe it is to push an agenda, while 26% went with poor fact-checking. Additionally, the survey found that 83% believe special interest groups are intentionally trying to implant false information into the news cycle, and even more believe those tentacles reached all the way into social media sites and YouTube. And it's not just conservatives who are waking up to the obvious bias and propaganda pushing of the legacy media. A whopping 61% of Democrats are in agreement.
You are fake news.
Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
So I was saying at the top of the hour, the narrative about the YouTube shooting did not fit their pattern. And the people who came out attacking the NRA and the usual people that they attack look pretty stupid. So it's dropping out of the news media pretty quickly. And we have short attention spans, especially when it doesn't fit what they want. This woman, animal rights activist, a woman, first of all, a woman, a foreign woman of Iranian descent, animal rights activist. There's an article on Breitbart from Dellingpole. He says, of course, not all vegans are dangerous lunatics, but... Obviously, they're not all as dangerously psychopathic as a YouTube shooter. However, it is an unfortunate fact that a significant minority are imbued with exactly that toxic mix of fanaticism, burning outrage, and weapons-grade self-righteousness you'll find among all the most ruthless terrorists. Great way to put it. You know, and we see this, and I would add, not just vegans, but environmentalists. Remember the Earth Firsters who are spiking trees so they could hurt, cripple, or kill any loggers who are taking down trees? We see this kind of fanaticism on the environmental left a great deal. A great deal. And we also see the hatred of the human race become something of a meme to see a bumper sticker that says, save the baby whales, and then right next to it, kill the baby humans. In other words, abort them. And I have some abortion news, some Planned Parenthood news today that I think you're going to find very interesting. We're also going to be talking about what's going on with the EPA. I had this on my desk for a couple of days now, haven't been able to get to it. I'm going to get to it today because it's very important to you economically, but you have to understand that there is far more involved here than just how much you're going to have to pay for a car or your freedom to move around. Okay, it goes even beyond that, which is a very important thing. Most people don't understand this agenda that supposedly environmental is really to shut down your ability to move. It's part of the UN Agenda 21, now the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, also coming from the UN. It's part of the smart cities and so forth, but it's much more than that, much more than that, because this all folds into the bigger picture of controlling, not just of controlling you, your ability to move, to communicate, to shoot, but also to control the economy, to control the world with a single government, because that's what the environmental policies are ultimately devolved to. That's, you keep following these things back, and it follows back to a pattern of controlling the economy and what you do from a centralized location. And while we're talking about guns here, I got to say, yesterday when I talked about the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King, I was really surprised at the hatred that I got on the little bit of social media that I dipped my toe into on Twitter. I was really surprised at the hatred directed at me for kind words about Martin Luther King. Look, I understand. I don't agree with his tactics for achieving his goals, but I agree with his broad stated goals that we should judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. What's not to like about that? That is not the policy, by the way, of the Democrat Party. It never has been. It wasn't the policy of the Democrat Party at the time of Martin Luther King. They were judging people by the color of their skin, white only. And now the policy has been reversed to it's not okay to be white. Democrat Party 50 years ago, Democrat Party today. See, the tactics change, the demographics change, the demagoguery changes, but their overall strategy doesn't. It's one of divide and conquer. Now, Martin Luther King opposed that in principle. You know, he embraced some of the things like quotas, I think, and some other leftist socialist tactics that I didn't agree with. And I said, look, let's understand that there are broader things here that are very important to take away from his life. It's worthy of celebration because of those broader tactics. The idea of peaceful resistance to a government, that is very important. That's not something he originated with. That was something he took from Mahatma Gandhi. And it works. It's a very effective tactic. Peaceful nonviolence resistance against the government. That makes you an enemy of the state, as the Free Thought Project pointed out. And they also pointed out this as well. They pointed out that Martin Luther King had tried to defend himself with a gun, but the government took away his right to do so because they made it a privilege. He said he was known to keep firearms to protect himself against his many enemies. In fact, he actually applied for a concealed carry permit in 1956. But thanks to a racist, corrupt government, he was denied. And that was in Alabama, where he applied for that. It allowed the police to individually deny constitutional rights to citizens arbitrarily. Who does that now? Oh, that's the Democrats, isn't it? The Democrats. We've got a lot of black people who are waking up to this tyranny. As a matter of fact, let's play video clip number one, Julian. Can you call that up? I want to talk about this. And let's go to, I think he pronounces his name, Colin Noir, who works for the NRA, of all things. And he's a black man. And he has this to say about David Hogg, saying he's going to use his white privilege to save all those black folks. Well, they don't need saving, as Colin Noir, points out. Here's his clip.
What really irks me about this march and the people involved, along with the mainstream media, is the selective outrage. Dana Lass gets up and says a very true statement that crying white mothers is ratings gold. And everyone lost their damn mind, as if Dana wished the death of every black baby in America. Hell, when I said no one cares about dead black kids, I had white anti-gunners coming at me like, how dare you? As if they were blacker than I was. But then Malcolm in the Middle's David Hogg says this.
There is a lot of racial disparity in the way that this is covered. If this happened in a place of a lower socioeconomic status or a place where like a black community, no matter how well those people spoke, I don't think the media would cover it the same. And I think it's important that we point that out as Americans and realize that, because we have to use our white privilege now to make sure that all of the voices that have, all of the people that have died as a result of this and haven't been covered the same can now be heard. It's sad, but it's true.
Wow. The arrogance of this statement knows no bounds. Who the hell gave David Hogg the authority to put on his white man's burden costume to save me from myself by marching to restrict my right to own a gun that at one point I wasn't considered human enough to own? This is the co-signing? No one said a word about that ridiculous statement. No, how dare you, or I can't believe you would say that, but let my black get up here and fight for a right that would have been denied to me over 100 years ago, and all I get is token this and coon that. And I'm fighting
or just
for the
50 years ago in
Malcolm
Alabama.
X, MLK, and the Black Panthers fought for. But because he's a white boy talking about white privilege, it's okay for him to march on Washington to restrict your freedom. Think about that.
That's what I said.
They only want to hear from black people who agree with gun control, the same gun control that will disproportionately affect the black communities. You think they're going to go to David Hogg's neighborhood to enforce these laws? Come on, people. Think.
That's right. He's absolutely right. And did you catch the irony there? He didn't point that. That's one thing he didn't point out. I mean, he played the clip, but he said everybody went all after Dana Lash because she said, white mother's crying. Boy, that's ratings gold, isn't it? And then David Hogg says nobody would have paid any attention to this if it was in a black community. So I got to use my. He's saying exactly the same thing that Dana was saying. But it's okay for David Hogg to do it. He is their chosen avatar. He represents them. And it doesn't matter what he does, he's going to get a pass from these people. And we have, as we look at Google, putting down the restrictions on, free speech as well as cryptocurrency. We've now got, New York saying they want credit card companies to treat gun sales the same as porn and drugs, and maybe as cryptocurrency as well. You know, one of the things that we've seen is the credit card companies first came out and said, we're not going to allow anybody to use our credit cards to buy cryptocurrency. And then we had Google come out and say, we're not going to allow anybody to advertise on our platform. Kind of like what they've already done with guns, isn't it? And then now we've got Google going in and saying, we're not going to allow any extensions for crypto mining on our browser, Chrome. And now New York is saying, well, we got to do this the same with guns. See how they take the certain things that they don't like, where there's guns that allow you to escape their control grid in one way, or cryptocurrency that would allow you to escape it in another way. Oh, those have to be prohibited. And Google is the state actor.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's DX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I guess I've been notified by the crew that we have a repeating problem with Facebook. So we're working on a solution to this. We're going to have somebody come in and do sign language for the people on Facebook. None of our other streams have this problem except for Facebook. Or maybe we can get Garrett Morris to come in from Saturday Night Live. Remember when he'd do news for the hard of hearing? He would stand next to the anchor and shout the news. Maybe we can do that for Facebook. That's right. There's no sound. So you wouldn't be able to. Hey, listen. If you want to get the broadcast of sound, one of the places you can pick it up in Wichita, Kansas is KGPT 26 TV. That's Channel 26 in Wichita, Kansas. They air all InfoWars programming 24/7. So if you're in Wichita, Kansas, you don't have to rely on Facebook. If you're in an area that's where it's covered by television or by radio, you don't have to rely on Facebook. It's good to know that they don't have a monopoly on what is happening in our country. I don't want to talk a little bit about something that I think has been developing over the last few days. You know, how long has it been? I don't know. The news cycle, everything just lasts for a day or two, so it's hard for me to just, out of memory, remember how many days ago a story was. But remember when we had Disease X being touted with fear, uncertainty, and doubt by the CDC? The essence of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. We don't know what the disease is. But there's a disease out there that you better fear, because nobody knows where it is or where it's coming from or how to treat it, and it's going to kill everybody. Disease X. And we talked about how that might be a revelation of method. I'm going to talk to you about how it is actually revelation. It is a revelation of method, or a revelation of incompetence by these people, at the very least. If you don't believe in conspiracies, maybe you can believe in incompetence, gross incompetence by the CDC. Now they're out there talking about the new phrase, nightmare bacteria. Nightmare bacteria. Nightmare bacteria. They used to call this drug-resistant superbugs, but that wasn't scary enough. So now they have nightmare bacteria to join Disease X. You know, kind of like Donald Rumsfeld. And we have some Rumsfeld news for you even in this broadcast. You'll be surprised. Kind of like Rumsfeld said, you know, there's known knowns and known unknowns, but we have some unknown unknowns or something like that. Famous quote, evidently not famous enough with me, but that's Disease X. The CDC warned that nationwide testing conducted last year, they found 221 instances of unique resistance genes in nightmare bacteria. According to Fortune magazine, all the germs submitted to the CDC for lab testing of all those, 1 in 4 had antibiotic-resistant gene characteristics. And so, again, they have now replaced their former scare technology of drug-resistant superbugs, and now it is nightmare bacteria. Probably going to bring you Disease X. and then they come out and they say it kills more than 23,000 Americans per year. Which, maybe that's true, I don't know. You have to be careful though when bureaucracies make self-serving pronouncements. Remember, as we talked about many times, the EPA's Lisa Jackson orchestrating a dog and pony show with Ed Markey of Massachusetts. He was a congressman then, but he's now a senator. They orchestrated this dog and pony show. She ultimately was one of the first people, by the way, to get kicked out of the Obama administration for email shenanigans, having secret email accounts and things like that. Before that dishonesty was exposed, she was telling everybody that more people were dying of fine particulate matter, their PM2.5. That has been the thin end of the wedge. Well, actually, it's not that thin. It's not actually that small. It's a pretty big sledgehammer that they've used to try to destroy both the coal industry and all internal combustion engines. You know, so you don't have any ability to get electrical power that affects not only the quality of your life, but your life expectancy. Cheap electricity, folks, isn't just cheap. It gives you a longer lifespan. That's why Obama goes to Africa and he says, oh, you folks, you don't need air conditioning. Get over it. No, it does affect your life expectancy. I mean, just look at the people, you know, we've had people die in Florida when you had the hurricane take out air conditioning. Remember all the elderly people in the rest home, they died from the heat. Go to the Northeast, and they had some people who died of the cold because of power outages and so forth. It's a serious issue. But it's not just those extremes in temperature either. It makes your life more comfortable, but it also gives you longer life expectancy. So they wanted to get rid of this. Bottom line, get off on a tangent. Lisa Jackson and Ed Markey. Oh, we're not talking about making people sick, she said. We're talking about killing people. This kills more people than cancer. And at the same time, she was selling that lie with Markey. She and her department were doing human testing on people without their knowledge and consent, selecting people who had respiratory and heart issues and connecting them up to the same stuff and exposing them to 70 times the limit that the EPA had done, trying to up their regulations. I mean, this is the kind of lies that we see from federal agencies all the time. Even going to their site, they would show a picture of the Smoky Mountains and say, see, fine particulate matter. No. That didn't have anything to do with coal, didn't have anything to do with internal combustion engines. They were named the Smoky Mountains by the Indians who were there well before even any white men got there. And well before you had any internal combustion engines or coal factories. And so what the CDC is saying, we found nightmare bacteria in your backyard. This is the kind of scary rhetoric that they're using. These verge on untreatable infections. And then you have in the article, what can the federal government do? You know, this is always the self-serving narrative of a bureaucracy that seeks to continually expand. Not only its headcount, but its domination over your life. And so they say, well, we got to monitor resistance and sound the alarm when threats emerge. We've got to improve identification through the CDC's new labs and on and on and on. We need more prevention experts and more programs. And we need more testing of innovative infection control and prevention strategies and so forth. Now, what has their, and telling state and local people, send in more stuff to be tested. Remember, it was just a few months ago, Dr. Tenpenny came on the show, and she said they've had more people doing testing of flu than ever before, and the number of samples that actually are flu are the lowest they've ever been, only about 12%. And they'd had over 300,000 samples sent into them. Late in the winter. And to the extent that the CDC said, stop sending us samples. Just tell people they got flu-like symptoms. Just tell them they got the flu. Don't send us the samples. We don't want to know. And then you had some people, you had one woman who had flu-like samples and symptoms, and she actually had a disease that killed her in a short period of time. But when you start talking about all these genes that are present in these things, understand that when they talk about superbugs, they are not evolving into something. These genes that allow them to get immunity are always present in the bacteria. They haven't discovered anything new. You're not seeing evolution. You're just simply seeing natural selection where the some bacteria that don't have a particular gene, they die out. And the ones that have that gene that would help them to survive that antibiotic, they survive. And then they say, oh, it's a superbug. It's a nightmare bacteria. Look, the scary thing about this is they're probably pushing a pandemic. And they're probably going to be the source of how this pandemic gets into the wild. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure
deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together, we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
I've got more to say about this nightmare bacteria that is being promoted by the CDC. Like every couple of weeks, we're getting new scary rhetoric from these people. You know, first it was disease X, and now it's we found nightmare bacteria in your backyard. These are untreatable infections and so forth and so on. And then the only answer to this is more CDC programs. And as we went to the break, I quickly inserted, and I want to expand on a little bit. One of the things that we should all be concerned about is not that this is just a self-serving narrative to expand their little fiefdom. Anybody that works for the government, this big bureaucracy, they always measure their success in terms of how many people work for them. I remember a very close friend of mine who went into the military, and we got together, and I had a business. I had six stores, and he wanted to know what his question His only question was, how many people you got working for you? I was like, my answer was, as few as possible, trying to make a profit here. Because he was in the military, he's looking at your rank, your salary, your importance is based on the number of people you got underneath you. And that's the way people think in a government bureaucracy. It isn't about getting the job done with the least amount of expense or people. It's not about efficiency. It's about bureaucracy. And so at one level, you can see this is a self-serving narrative by the CDC. But at another level, we always have to be concerned about the fact that either accidentally or intentionally, the CDC would unleash something as far as a pandemic goes. And they're also pushing this narrative, always pushing vaccinations. We've had multiple pronouncements from them for quite some time. Oh, we're not going to do any more research on antibiotics because they're all becoming resistant to antibiotics. And it just doesn't work. And we use them on animals and then these germs get diluted, exposure to these antibiotics, and then it doesn't kill out the entire population. And the ones who have genes already in them, they're not any new genes that are being created. The ones that have genes already in them, they are able to survive and then multiply, and then you have resistant form to that drug. So they keep saying that, and they say, well, the only solution is vaccines. I don't know why vaccines don't have that problem, but maybe they don't have that problem. I'm not a medical expert on that, but I am concerned about vaccinations being pushed on the population, especially when we look at the history of vaccinations coming from our government. SV40, simian virus 40, look it up. You know, when they started doing the polio vaccine, it wasn't very long before they started adding things to it. One of the key problems, of course, of vaccines, whether you agree with the science of vaccines or not, the problem with vaccines are the things that they add to it, like simian virus number 40, which gave people cancer, or the aluminum that they add to it, or the mercury that they add to it, or whatever, intentionally to irritate your immune system, hoping that that will make it work. And then it doesn't work. And then you find that the people who were vaccinated are becoming patient zero and so forth and so on. But nevertheless, we're going to have more vaccines and we're going to do it more frequently because even though you've got problems with antibiotics, vaccines? Well, the problem is we just don't do them enough. That means we're going to have more of them. And so that's part of a problem. And then the other part of this is the fact that many of these vaccines are also using a genetic modification tactic, which I find to be very disturbing, just as disturbing as adding mercury and aluminum and other things as adjuvants. I find the genetic modification aspect of this very, very concerning. So those are things, pushing vaccines, pushing GMOs, as well as are they going to be the ones to accidentally or intentionally release a pandemic? And I'm not being a conspiracy theorist here, folks. It hasn't been covered much in the news. I covered it quite a bit 3 years ago. 3 years ago, March 13th, 2015. It was actually early March that we're having this problem at the Tulane Primate Center, the primary research center for primates in the United States, in Louisiana. And they had a bacteria outbreak there in the primate population. And this was a disease that they were studying that they had brought in from Southeast Asia, Northern Australia. A very serious disease, a potentially fatal disease that affects farmers in those regions. And so they brought this disease in to study it and to study it in primates. They put them in, it was either a level 3 or 4 lab. 4 is the highest, I believe, in terms of their biosecurity. So it was the highest or the next to the highest lab, and it got out. So supposedly it was just being injected into the primates that were confined into this very, very secure bio lab. But somebody found it and the primates that were just roaming around out in the fields. And they got freaked out, and they sent investigators in. And then one of the human investigators came down with the same bacteria. It was Burkholderia pseudomallei. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, not a doctor, but, and I've had people, come after me and say, well, everything you said is discredited because you didn't pronounce that Latin term sufficiently. You know, it's like, who cares? I'm just telling you what it is. You can look it up for yourself. And they found that at least 8 monkeys got infected with this. Then one of the investigators got infected with it. And what we were told by the CDC investigators was that, this investigator who came down with it, he or she had been investigating this disease for quite some time. So it was probably a previous exposure. Oh, really? It's a very rare disease. It's limited to 2 areas of the world. I don't know what the incubation period of that was. Certainly sounded like a cover-up to me, but that wasn't the only issue. And so people got concerned about this because having it outside of the lab and present in the primates that were outside of the lab meant that it could get into the soil there in Louisiana. But they assured us, of course, that never did happen. And we never had any Lyme disease escape the labs, the bio labs up in the Northeast either, did we? Never happened. Plum Island. Lyme disease. No, that never got out. No, never did. Not a problem. And so we don't know about this. Hasn't become an epidemic yet. May take it a while. Who knows? But they came in and they pronounced everything holy and clean. And nothing to worry about because it's our government protecting us as always. And always telling us the truth. Totally transparent. And everything makes sense that they tell us as well. And so if it got into the soil, it may take a while for it to get out and spread around in the various areas. We'll have to just wait and see. But they came and said it was fine. And then less than a year later, about a year and a half later, there was a series of stories that started to get attention, USA Today, and was eventually picked up by the Congress, who had some hearings on it, about the incompetence of the CDC. Same people that had a problem here. GAO finds more gaps in oversight of bioterror germs studied in U.S. labs. Government regulators have no idea how often laboratories working with some of the world's most dangerous viruses and bacteria are failing to fully kill vials of specimens before sending them to other researchers who lack critical gear to protect them against infection. And, of course, this is a case talking about how the back in 2004 to 2015, it took a while for this to come to light. The U.S. Army lab in Utah had unwittingly made 575 shipments of still live anthrax specimens that had been labeled as killed. They weren't dead. They sent them to 194 labs and to contractors around the world over an 11-year period. Yet GAO investigators found it impossible to determine how often this kind of problem occurs in public and private labs nationwide. Fast forward another month. They say CDC lab shipped a virus without following key safety steps because now they start looking. This time it's chikungunya virus. Turned out to be still alive. Shipped without required testing in May of 2016. From the CDC's high containment lab facility in Fort Collins, Colorado, to a lab that uses lower level safety precautions at the agency's Atlanta headquarters. They said, to my knowledge, this is the only example where this has happened. Not true. January 2017, the CDC's facilities are among a small group of biolab operators that have the worst regulatory histories in the country. And one, a scientist wearing a full-body spacesuit-like gear to protect against lethal, often untreatable viruses like Ebola, had their purified air hoses suddenly disconnected again in the most advanced biosafety lab level 4. And when they started looking at this, they found this $200 million place. They had none of the air hoses were working.
The Department of Homeland Security has acknowledged the discovery of a rogue network of cellular eavesdropping devices discovered throughout Washington, D.C. The devices can be mounted in vehicles, drones, helicopters, and airplanes and are often used by spies and criminals to track and eavesdrop on private cellular devices. The agency did not say how many devices were detected or where they found them. American intelligence and law enforcement agencies routinely use similar eavesdropping equipment in the field. The Stingray units operate by tricking a cellular device into locking onto them instead of a legitimate cell tower. Stingray devices allow the user to gain highly specific information on the location of any particular phone down to a particular apartment complex or hotel room. More sophisticated versions can eavesdrop on calls by forcing phones to step down to the older, unencrypted 2G wireless channel. Some Stingray devices can even plant malware on a phone. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. that it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, the Riot of the Valkyries. And I'm going to tell you the significance of that in just a couple of minutes. I'll tell you who the Valkyrie were that Wagner referenced in his Ring series, the Norse mythology. It really ties into what we're talking about. I was just talking in the last segment about the CDC scaring us yet again, saying we have nightmare bacteria in your backyard. Could kill you. Not just calling it a superbug. Antibiotic resistance. Now it's nightmare bacteria. They were just pushing disease X. And I've been telling you for quite some time, just in case you don't remember, reviewing some of the many failures at the CDC labs themselves. As we were going to break, I said they had a $214 million laboratory that they built in 2008. Fast forward to 2017 and they find out, oh, the air hoses were not functioning right. They've been used by about 100 workers inside their highest level biosafety labs. It's level 4. They're working on things like Ebola. And these air hoses were never intended to be used for carrying breathable air. And so they're going to replace, at that time, 2017, year ago, February, they were going to order replacement hoses for the first time since they went hot after about a decade. And so we look at all these situations where they lost a box of deadly influenza. They sent live anthrax through the mail to a lot of hundreds of people over about a 10-year period. They also had deadly influenza specimens, potential exposures to virus and bacteria and so forth. And then this final example here. And this is from February 21st, 2017. Officials at a federal training facility that mistakenly exposed thousands of first responders to deadly ricin toxin were worried 5 years ago that their vendor had shipped the wrong type of powder. Records obtained by USA Today show. They say the vial of powder contained ricin that was greater than 90% pure. The certificate warned, extremely toxic, may be lethal if injected, inhaled, or ingested. They said this is regulated as a potential bioterror agent, and there is no antidote for ricin poisoning. So it's got this certificate on it, which is kind of like, you know, the vaccine inserts that you get that nobody reads, that warns you about all the different things that can happen. When you give this vaccine to your children or you take it yourself, nobody reads that. Not even the CDC bothers to read the labeling when they get shipped a package of ricin. How crazy is that? The vendor, they called him up and they said, so are you sure about this? Evidently, they were a little bit concerned about that when they saw a disclaimer label on that. And so FEMA is actually running this program where they're training first responders. And this is being administered through the CDC. And the vendor said, yeah, it's safe. It's inactivated. And so they went ahead and used it for several years. 5 years, they kept buying more of it for use in their first responder training classes using ricin that was 90% pure and could kill these people. No antidote for that. Newly released documents raise questions about why FEMA didn't catch the problem sooner. But let me tell you something. If something happens, it will be the Russians' fault. Any of these things get out of their biosafety labs and make the jump into the environment, you know, from the primate to the yard, from the yard to you. Yeah, you want to talk about there being nightmare diseases in your yard? Yeah, that's, it may have gotten there courtesy of the CDC. But if it gets out in the wild, it will be the Russians. I guarantee it, because we're seeing this happening right now in Britain. And what is happening there is dangerous in a number of ways. And I'll just add that Britain's facility for chemical weapons is just 7 miles from Salisbury, where this alleged gas poisoning took place. I've talked about this multiple times, but there's some new updates on this. We have, in the last couple of days, we've had some serious walk back and embarrassment from Britain's Foreign Office and Boris Johnson. But as Andy Warr points out, scientists at Porton Down said they were unable to say where the poison actually came from, contradicting earlier statements from Theresa May and Boris Johnson. And as Andy Warr said, that's a big problem. The scientists would only say that it probably came from some state actor, but they don't know. And they said the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is also running tests, but results are not expected for some time. But wait a minute, I thought Theresa May and Nikki Haley already knew. And this is where the Valkyrie come in. Do you know who the Valkyrie were? They weren't just women soldiers. It wasn't forget about the nonsense that you see on Marvel Comics. All right, that's not it. The Valkyrie were these mythological characters, these women warriors, who would choose who would live and choose who would die. And I'm telling you that Theresa May and Nikki Haley are Valkyrie. They're choosing who is going to live and who's going to die. They're choosing to start a war. Or a crisis, at the very least. They don't know. The organization that is tasked with doing this doesn't know. They won't know for quite some time, but that's all right. We've already taken many punitive actions. Theresa May talked openly about the desire to retaliate in a proportionate way, and she has done that. She has done that in many different ways. Let's play Boris Johnson having to walk this back. First, we'll have the clip. I think the clip in the first one in the clip is a scientist from Porton Down, and then you'll hear the previous lie from Boris Johnson. Let's run that clip.
We have not verified the precise source, but we provide scientific information to the government.
But you have not been able to establish at Porton Down that this was made in Russia.
As I said, it's our job to provide, you know, the scientific evidence that identifies what the particular nerve agent is, but it's not our job to then say where that actually was manufactured.
So to be clear, you're not able at Porton Down to say where it is from?
We haven't yet been able to do that.
Yeah, they had a lot of pressure.
Secretary Boris Johnson, however, pointed the finger firmly at Russia in the Skripal case, partly based on the research of that Porton Down lab.
But when I look at the evidence, I mean, the people from
based on a political agenda,
they were absolutely categorical. And I asked the guy myself, I said, are you sure? And he said, there's no doubt.
So that was 2 weeks. So even though that order is reversed there, okay, because the new interview was what the Portendown scientists had said. 2 weeks earlier, before any investigation, you had Theresa May and you had Boris Johnson with the Foreign Office saying, we're absolutely certain. And the term that he used is categorical. And let me unpack that for you a little bit, because categorical is something that, it's kind of confusing word, because it doesn't mean that it is specific in a category or it's narrow or anything like that. I don't know where the etymology is of categorical, but it is not ambiguous. It is not it's only in this narrow area. No, what it means is that it is unambiguous, it is explicit and direct. And what he was telling Germany in this interview that they played an excerpt from, he said the scientists from Portendown were categorical. In other words, unambiguous, explicit, and direct about the Russian origin of the substance used in the alleged nerve gas attack. And as you just heard there, said, you argued the source of this nerve agent, Novichok, is Russian. How did you manage to find out so quickly? Yeah, because now they're just now beginning to investigate this with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Does Britain possess samples of it? He says, let me be clear with you. When I look at the evidence, I mean, the people from Portendown, the laboratories, they have the samples, they asked? He says, oh, they do, and they absolutely categorical. And I asked the guy myself, are you sure? And he said, there's no doubt. And then you heard the guy say, well, we don't know where it came from. We think that this is of a type, but we don't know. And so then the question is it of a type, who manufactured it? Or even better, who administered it? Regardless of where it was manufactured, as I've pointed out many times, you had a lot of nerve gas as well as nuclear weapons that people were concerned about after the fall of the Soviet Union. Early 90s, Uzbekistan was a place that was making nerve gas. You had American and British and other people going there saying, we're going to destroy this stuff. Did they save it? Did it get into the wild? Did they sell it into the black market? Everybody was concerned about suitcase snooks. So where did it come? Who used it is more important even than where it came from. And when we look at how they are being used, okay, who used this gas? But we know how the Valkyrie are using this to start a war. And what have been the consequences of this? You had calls for a boycott of the World Cup in Russia, the soccer World Cup. RT, they call for RT to be taken off the air. Oh, see, that's a very interesting motivation there. The UK expelled 23 Russians. Then we all piled in. America expelled a bunch of Russians. Now they've expelled a bunch of Americans from Russia. You see how it's escalating on both sides? On Good Friday, this is last Friday, in another provocative move, British authorities boarded an Aeroflot plane at Heathrow Airport. They have said they're going to start confiscating money that is of dubious sources. Their information is of dubious sources. Folks, there is a pattern of lies here that are reckless and dangerous, as reckless and dangerous as they are juvenile and absurd. And these Valkyrie are choosing who will live and who will die, where we're going to have a war and where we're not going to have a war. And I've got more about that in Syria coming up. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, how you you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking to Roger Stone. We have Bob Mueller saying that we're going to investigate Roger Stone because he texted Sam Nunberg saying, I just met with Julian Assange. Roger Stone said, that was a joke. And if you look at my flight records, my credit card records, you can see I was on the other side of the planet at the time. The real joke is the Mueller investigation. The real joke is this out of control Russia red herring that we're seeing not only used as a coup against President Trump, but also to try to escalate. We've already got a new Cold War, but try to escalate that new Cold War to make it hotter. And they've been able to do that successfully. And what it is really doing, folks, that's a very dangerous thing in and of itself. But what we're seeing now is Western governments like the UK have become absurd propagandists, like old Pravda. They've lost their credibility, and they're losing it even more. And as they point out in this article here, this is from RT, so therefore it's discredited by the British government, right, who want to shut down RT. Because of the phony narrative about this poisoning of the double or triple agent Sergei Skripal, who, by the way, did not die. Neither did his daughter. Neither did the police officer. There weren't 40 people exposed. As I've pointed out, the head of the hospitals in Salisbury said, I want you to correct this, which they didn't do for the most part. There's only one newspaper that I saw report it, show his letter, said there weren't 40 people that were exposed. There were only 3 people that were sick. Nobody was poisoned with nerve gas. Hide that. Because we've had, I played for you, Boris Johnson lying, saying, oh yes, they have categorically, unambiguously, explicitly, and directly determined that this was Russians who did it. And then Porton Down said, well, no, actually we haven't. And so then they had to delete a tweet, the British Foreign Office did. They quickly deleted a tweet after that interview with a Porton Down scientist that had been up for a couple of weeks. Yeah, they haven't investigated it. And former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, said that the Foreign and Commonwealth Office sources, in other words, the Foreign Office, we typically talk about it, hear it referred to here, had told him that Porton Down scientists were unable to confirm Russian culpability. And so when he said that, the former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, which is where, by the way, this Novichok nerve gas was being manufactured 25 years ago. So he would know something about that. He would have an interest in that. So when he talked to the Porton Down scientists, they said, boy, they've really pressured us. And we kept pushing back. They demanded that we come out with a statement. And all we would do is say that it was of a type. And we couldn't tell what the source was. And so for him doing that, they called this former UK ambassador a conspiracy theorist. Does that sound familiar? And out him as a Russian agent, like they did Jeremy Corbyn, because he said, wait, we need to take a more cautious line on this. You guys are getting pretty dangerous in terms of the things that you're doing when you haven't even conducted an investigation. I don't like to be on the side of people like Jeremy Corbyn and Vladimir Putin, But the truth actually does matter. It actually does. Yeah, I get on the side of Ron Wyden, somebody else I don't agree with about anything, except when he exposes the lies of James Clapper and the surveillance state. When you got somebody exposing lies, you need to put aside your political differences for a moment for the sake of the truth. And so when they called him a conspiracy theorist, he had said, to be called a conspiracy theorist, he said, the same people who assured you that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction now assure you Russian Novichok nerve agents are being wielded by Vladimir Putin to attack people on British soil. Conspiracy theorist! Fake news! Hang him, he's a witch! Same thing with Jeremy Corbyn, a hardcore socialist communist with whom I disagree with on everything. But he was saying, hey guys, can we at least go slow until we've done an investigation? And the guy who wrote this, Neil Clark, said, in all my years in journalism, I've never felt so ashamed of my profession as in the last 4 weeks. The job of a journalist is to ask questions to find the truth. Look, I'm a journalist, but I ask questions. I want to find out the truth because I'm a Christian. It's not my creed to be a journalist.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Jumping the shark. I have thought so many times that the deep state and the FBI allied with them and with Hillary Clinton and the DNC have jumped the shark so many times, and yet they just keep doing it over and over again. It's not like Happy Days when they got canceled after doing, and that's the etymology of the background where that came from. You know, it was Happy Days had been on for a very long time. At one point they had Fonzie jumping a shark while he's water skiing, and they said, that was so bad. That was so patently absurd. That was the end of that show. Got canceled after that. But evidently, Mueller just keeps going on and on and on. He keeps jumping the shark like Fonzie, and he never gets canceled. Nobody can cancel his show. It's the show that just never ends. We got Hillary Clinton out here claiming, Fox News is always trying to impeach me. Newsflash, you're not president. You can't be impeached. We're not living in the alternate universe that you appear to think that you're living in. She's fantasized about that yet again, saying, oh, I wish I was president in an alternate universe, an alternate universe where I'm president. And she came up with this even before the Counterpart series with J.K. Simmons, you know, with our two universes and they split. And I guess if Hillary Clinton was the president of the alternate universe, it would be the evil authoritarian side of the universe in that series Counterpart. the one that's perpetually at war. And we're going to talk about that more. But she also made some other crazy claims. She is the gift that will not stop giving. Yeah, they're always trying to impeach her, impeach her. In her mind, she is president. She is president. In her deluded mind. And she has been selling this garbage about Russiagate so long that she actually may now believe it. I don't know. We're going to be talking to Roger Stone in the next segment about the latest jumping of the shark that the Mueller investigation has done. Saying, oh, look at this. He admitted that he was meeting with Julian Assange. As if there was anything wrong with meeting with Julian Assange. What is wrong is what they have done to Julian Assange for telling us the truth. When he and others told us the truth about the DNC, they invented this phony Russiagate thing as a red herring. A red herring. Another metaphor. metaphors. You know, the fox hunts that they wanted to shut down, they'd take a stinky fish, a red herring, and drag it across the trail of the fox so the hounds couldn't find it. That's what they did with Russiagate. Russiagate was a red herring. To keep you from seeing the truth about Hillary Clinton that was exposed by whistleblowers, not even hacked, as we've had numerous people who are technological experts, you know, like William Binney, who was the global technical head of the NSA for decades, said, no, we have proven that it could not have been hacked. So it doesn't even matter whether you want to talk about Guccifer or you want to talk about anybody. It doesn't matter. It wasn't hacked. It was handed over. As a former UK ambassador who was working with and for WikiLeaks at the time, said, I went to America to be handed this stuff by on a drive by a whistleblower. We said that from the very beginning. Reported that. But that's been conveniently ignored by everybody, including most of the right-wing media. They don't want to talk about that. In spite of the fact that William Binney said, didn't happen, did not happen, was not hacked over the internet by anybody. By amateurs or by Russia or any state actor, it wasn't done over the internet. It was done with a handoff by a whistleblower. And so they created a red herring, the Russiagate, so that you would not see the damaging information about Hillary Clinton that insiders in the DNC were upset about, how they had rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. And then we had more information come out about Podesta. So Hillary Clinton says it's Fox News, Vladimir Putin, and the Pizzagate conspiracy. And I'm upset about that because she used to give us a lot of credit for that. We got like Alex Jones and InfoWars got 3 or 4 mentions in her book explicitly. And so it's like, come on, Hillary, don't forget us. You even stole our motto. For years, Alex Jones had, you are the resistance. Remember that? For years and years and years. And Hillary Clinton now has stolen that and said, the resistance. No, those people are with the government. They're with the deep state. They are not the resistance. They're calling themselves now the resistance. But they're supporting this kind of McCarthyism, this red herring of Russiagate. They're not the resistance. They're useful idiots of the government, of the deep state. They're not the resistance. Hillary Clinton had also heard for years about InfoWars. And remember she had that famous statement where she said, it's an information war and we're losing it. So she decided to steal our labels. Just as I talked about the other day, how the Muslims stole the label of martyr. Martyr used to be a Christian witness. It was a Greek word for witness. These are people who died under Nero and other Roman dictators because they refused to deny what they had witnessed. And they would go to their death. And so then the Muslims took that and said, oh, martyr, yeah, a lot of people respect the martyrs. They're respected people. How can we use that? Oh, I know, we'll call people who kill other people who don't believe what they believe, we'll call them martyrs. They kill other people and die in the process. Suicide murderers, suicide assassins, we'll call them martyrs. They're not the people who believe so much that they will die before they recant, but people who kill others who don't believe what they believe. And that's what Hillary Clinton is doing to the language. That is always the tactic of the left. Seize the moral high ground by defining the terminology. They stole the term liberal. It used to mean libertarian. They created, invented the term dreamer. Absolute nonsense. There's no such thing as a dreamer. And as we pointed out with this Russian investigation, I just got a couple more things I want to say about this. As I said, this now become this propaganda machine that we're seeing out of Washington and people like Nikki Haley, the neocons, who want war everywhere, jumping into that. The Valkyrie, who will decide who chooses they will choose who lives, who dies, where we're going to have wars and so forth. And as I was reading this op-ed piece from RT, excerpts from it, Neil Clark, who said, and I poured this at the top of news for those of you who have radio channels that are carrying the news at the top. Just want to repeat that. He said, in all my years of journalism, I've never felt so ashamed of my profession as in the last 4 weeks talking about this phony narrative about Russians being behind the poisoning of this double agent and his daughter. He said, the job of a journalist is to ask questions. Oh, you do that, you get called a conspiracy theorist because you become an enemy of the state. The job of a journalist is to find the truth, to be absolutely fearless in following leads wherever they may take you. Today in Britain, he says, Political journalism means just parroting the official war party line. That's it. We have an international war party. The military-industrial complex has gone international. That always has been for a large amount of time. We had the Five Eyes, the way the UK and the United States and these other agencies, you know, English-speaking, the Five Eyes sharing intelligence with each other, very closely linked to the CIA. And so in an attempt to do this, Russia said, well, we would like to be a part of this inquiry. The UK said, you can't see the evidence. You can't be a part of this. They described it as perverse when the Russians proposed a joint inquiry into the poisoning. The comment came from the UK team as it attended an emergency meeting of the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the OPCW. Russia had called the meeting because they're part of this thing and they can call an emergency meeting. So they said they would like to know what kind of evidence the UK has provided to the OPCW. They would like to know which inspectors visited the site of the attack in Salisbury. They would like to know who they met, where the samples are being analyzed. Well, that seems like reasonable questions if you're trying to do an investigation, get to the bottom of who did something, isn't it? And so then the UK said, the Russian proposal is perverse. It is a diversionary tactic. It is more disinformation designed to evade the questions Russian authorities must answer. See, don't they sound like Pravda? You ask for information. Can you give me some facts? Can I see a sample of that? No. You are a propagandist. You can't do that. No, they're the propagandists. Absolutely amazing. And so what they said was, it's perverse, and we're not going to let you join the probe. You can't know any, we're not going to send you samples. You just tell us, I'm going to give you, what was it she gave them? 36 hours? 36 hours to prove you're innocent. And I'm not going to give you any evidence that we've discovered. I'm not going to tell you anything that we've seen there. You prove you're innocent. Because the Valkyrie must have war. The military-industrial complex, these shrill feminists with their Napoleon complex are pushing us into global war.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. but it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yes, there is. And it is not even funny, but it is a joke. You had back in August, if you remember, in July, there had been all this revelation about what had happened at the DNC, leaks and so forth. And there were charges that Roger Stone was mocking at the time. Oh, there's collusion between Roger Stone and Julian Assange and so forth. And so Roger Stone sent an email to a friend, Sam Nunberg, saying, I had dinner with Julian Assange last night. It was nowhere near there, and he's now proven that. And joining us now is Roger Stone. Thank you for joining us, Roger. Roger's not there yet. Okay. All right. We're going to come back to Roger in just a moment. The bottom line is, are you there? Okay, good. Roger's with us. Go ahead, Roger. Thanks.
David, great to be with you. You know, it's very interesting. InfoWars and Alex Jones were all over CNN last night. That's because CNN says that they have discovered that they have unearthed recordings of the Alex Jones show, in which I said that the WikiLeaks disclosures about Hillary Clinton would be devastating. I said this in August. Of course, James Rosen of Fox News said it in late July. But nonetheless, they described these videos, which of course have been available on YouTube and at the InfoWars site for almost 8 months, as if they are a revelation. It's kind of funny, but now when you connect that with this running joke, because as I told the Washington Post, as I told CNN, yes, I did punk Sam Nunberg. I did tell him that I was flying to London to have dinner, you know, let's use my exact words, with my buddy Julian Assange, a man I have never met or spoken to. Yeah. And it's clear that Sam took this joke seriously. Now Adam Schiff and others are in high dungeon as if they have some smoking gun. As you probably know, David, I not only can prove through my passport, through customs records, airlines records, most likely the surveillance cameras at the Ecuadorian embassy, there was no such trip to London. There was no such trip to meet Assange, but I was on the question on the days in question, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in California.
Yeah, you got credit card bills, you got hotel receipts that show that you were in California at the time. This reminds me, Roger, of what the New York Times did. Remember when there was that back and forth in Twitter between Kim Jong-un and President Trump? And Kim Jong-un said something about his button. I'm going to press the nuclear button. And then President Trump says, well, the button on my desk is bigger and it works. And then the New York Times comes out and says, well, this is a lie because, again, from President Trump, because he doesn't actually have a button on his desk. They can't take a joke. I mean, it's almost as if we say Mueller's investigation has yet again jumped the shark, and they say, Which shark? What species of shark is that? And what ocean is this happening?
Yeah, no, this Wall Street Journal article is particularly egregious. They declined to see my passport, saying it would prove nothing. Of course, that you can't leave the country without your passport being stamped. And then the woman who wrote this story actually said, I believe it was to Anderson Cooper, with a straight face, well, one federal prosecutor said that dined could be defined as Stone on FaceTime or Skype on one end eating with Assange on the other end eating, and therefore they dined together. Well, first of all, from a time point of view, while I was eating dinner, Assange would have been eating breakfast. But putting that aside, that never happened either because, as you know, David, Skype, FaceTime, these things leave an indelible record, and there is no record. I will say this for CNN, though. They go out of their way to find the very worst pictures of you that they can possibly find. I mean, I'm not trying to say that I'll ever be as handsome as, say, Anderson Cooper, but these guys make me look like Methuselah. They go out of their way to find the single worst, most unflattering, villainous picture of you and put it up there.
Well, as you point out, it's not just CNN. It's Wall Street Journal. It's also Daily Beast. You pointed out in your article that you wrote for Art Voice. It's Daily Beast, Salon, Slate, Talking Points, Memo. They're all after you, you know, as well as Wall Street Journal. Absolutely absurd that they would say, well, passport doesn't prove anything.
it's a lynch mob. This is a bloodthirsty lynch mob. So the Washington Post begins this. They write a story that says that there are two sources who say they have told the special counsel that Roger Stone told them he met with Assange. And one of these sources has memorialized in an email that he knew about the contents of the WikiLeaks disclosures in advance. Well, by the time the Washington Post writes their story, the allegation regarding this email has disappeared entirely, but now it's attributed to a phone call. Well, that's hearsay. That's uncorroborated hearsay. But once the Washington Post writes this completely dishonest article, Salon, Slate, The Daily Beast, and a number of their down-market friends that are just really just fake news sites, Raw Story, and so on, they regurgitate the same crap as if it's a fact, and you have a media maelstrom. That's how every single day seems to be. You know, David, I am one who believes the only thing worse in politics than being talked about is not being talked about.
Well, it's the same tactic that I've been talking about in the last hour that's happening in the UK as well. And we see this not only with what they're doing to Julian Assange, essentially isolating him, putting pressure on the Ecuadorian embassy there to not allow him to get out and talk to anybody, but also the lies where even when you got with this case of the alleged nerve gas poisoning that's been used to escalate this Cold War, you have pressure being put even on the former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, which is where this was being created back 25 years ago. And he was involved with the OPCW, the Organization to Prevent Chemical Weapons from Spreading, to prohibit that. And he wasn't believing any of this. He talked to the Porton Down scientists, and when he criticized this, they labeled that ambassador as a conspiracy theorist. So they come out with narratives, no matter how absurd these narratives are. If you question these narratives, as we have seen since the assassination of Kennedy, you are labeled a conspiracy theorist. You become an enemy of the state, and they aren't interested in providing any facts or in hearing any alternative explanations to anything else or to examining any evidence, just like they're not open to examining the evidence of your passport or looking at the receipt showing that you're in L.A. at the time. They don't care.
This is the new journalism.
Yeah.
Evidence, proof, facts, these things no longer matter. The charge itself becomes the evidence.
Yes.
Stone did this because he said that he did it. There's no corroboration necessary. You know, David, you may not know, but several years ago, I had a detached retina, which was sustained from a boxing match that I was in where I took a couple shots to the head. Needless to say, my boxing days are now behind me. This is a very arduous and painful surgery with a long recovery time. I also had to have cataracts removed from both eyes. The bottom line of this is your eyes become extremely sensitive to light. And therefore, when I blinked a great deal looking into the TV lights, at Meet the Press. Well, they said, you see, Stone's blinking proves that he's lying.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. No, your receipts prove that they're lying. But they don't want to see that. Don't show me any documentary proof. Don't show me any evidence. Anyone who demands to see any evidence about their allegations is dismissed as a liar. We'll be right back.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. The reason InfoWars Life has five-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair's luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a five-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Einer. We're talking to Roger Stone, who joined us. We were talking in the last segment about the absurdity of the Wall Street Journal and the left-stream media attacking Roger Stone. He's got receipts and passports and everything else to prove that he's in L.A. He was joking about meeting with Julian Assange. But they don't want to see that. Don't show me the evidence. I've already got a conclusion that I've drawn. We're seeing that over and over again, especially by government forces. But let's talk now, Roger, about what's happening at the border, because this has entered the news. It's what everybody's looking at. I've got a stack of stuff here about the so-called caravan. This is something that I have been hoping that President Trump would do and calling for him to do for quite some time. Use the military to protect the border, keep them there, and fund the wall out of the defense budget. And now it looks like he's actually doing that. I'm very, very happy to see this happening. But what's your opinion of this?
Well, David, first of all, I think that the immigration issue and the security of our border was one of the major factors in Donald Trump's election.
Absolutely.
This is an issue that the elitists in the mainstream media and the two-party duopoly who have run the country into the ground just don't get. The American people want their neighborhoods and streets and communities to be safe. And Donald Trump is being innovative here. We pay literally billions of dollars for the military. We have fine, well-trained men and women who right now are in a barracks waiting to be deployed. We have a caravan of illegals, perhaps criminals, perhaps just people seeking a better life, but seeking to enter our country illegally, and they're going to have to be repelled. Something Richard Nixon used to say to me, there are men of action and men of thought. Donald Trump is a man of action. And the mainstream media can blast him all they want for the use of our military. It makes common sense to the American people. This is why the president's approval rating is now above 50, coupled with 100% growth, 3% economic growth, and 100% increase over Obama in the GDP. The economy is starting to cook. Nothing close to the way Larry Kudlow and Donald Trump are going to turbocharge this economy, but I would say things are looking up for both the country and the president.
You know, Patrick Buchanan pointed out, he said, President Trump is going to be judged as to whether or not he was a failed president or a good president or a great president based on three issues. Number one is this protecting the border issue, which he's on. Number two is stopping the deindustrialization of America, which he is on, again, with this move with China. As he pointed out today, this is not a trade war. The trade war was a couple of decades ago, and the mainstream media missed that. They didn't really report about that, but everybody knows that our factories have been bombed into oblivion as part of that trade war. He's just trying to stop it from happening further and to try to bring some of this back. And then the third issue was to stop all these regime change wars. And that's something that's being, that's a pushback that's happened. He keeps talking about getting out of Syria, and then the White House and the people that are there, the generals around him, keep coming out saying, well, I don't know, we don't really have a timetable, I'm not really sure we can say that, and then the president keeps on saying that he's going to do this. So those are the three issues, and he's working on all three of those issues right now. Those are important, by the way, not just for President Trump, but for the existential survival of the United States. Those are three things that must happen. It's why he got elected, but we have to have that not just for the sake of a political candidate or an individual, but for the sake of the country.
No, David, I think you're absolutely right. I was very heartened by the president's comments regarding withdrawing our troops from Syria, yes, because his advisors almost unanimously opposed this. Their argument is, Mr. President, if we withdraw from Syria or we withdraw from Afghanistan, where we have the largest troop deployment I think we have ever had, well, then those countries are going to fall into the abyss. Well, the problem with that is they're going to fall into the abyss whether we do it tomorrow or whether we do it 15 years from now. So why should we prop up these governments using American dollars and American lives? In our case, borrowed American dollars. It makes no sense. Donald Trump ran for president as an anti-interventionist. Those are still his instincts, despite some of the globalists around him telling him he can't do it. He's going to do it. I predict to you by the end of the Trump presidency, we will be out of both Syria and Afghanistan.
Well, I certainly hope so. And when we look at what's happening here with this, as soon as President Trump started talking about this, maybe, what was it, a week, 10 days ago, I said, finally, look at this. He's really serious about this, and people understand he's serious about it because you got Schumer and you got NPR pushing back against the idea that you could, A, deploy troops to our border. They're still pushing back against this, and they're saying, well, that'd violate the Posse Comitatus law. It wouldn't violate the Posse Comitatus to defend our country. And you've got Chuck Schumer saying, no, we're going to tie him up in the courts. Other people saying he can't divert money to fund the wall and so forth. And yet, we're talking about Afghanistan. It was at the same time they announced that the military, the U.S. military, just last year lost $3.2 billion in Afghanistan. Twice the amount of money that they allocated for a teeny tiny section of the wall in the giant omnibus bill. So they can lose twice as much money in the Pentagon budget as it would take to fund this tiny bit of the wall that they gave them out of the omnibus bill. I mean, that's an absolutely absurd premise that it can't be funded out of the Pentagon budget.
No, and look, if Chuck Schumer wants to go down the lawsuit route, Donald Trump should bring a lawsuit to prevent the filibuster rule from being perpetuated. The U.S. Mm-hmm. Senate should be forced to decide questions on the basis of a vote of a majority, period, end of story. Here's the thing about Donald Trump that people just don't understand. He's extraordinarily stubborn. When he believes something, when he sets his mind on a goal, when his worldview is shaped, and he decides to do something, he will not be deterred. He will not be talked out of it. His stubbornness is one of his greatest positive traits. It's persistence. It's stick-to-itiveness. You don't understand Trump if you don't understand his deep commitment to getting things done and to specific big picture ideas, just like Ronald Reagan. No, he's not a policy wonk, but he does understand we have to seal our borders, that without secure borders, we're not really a country.
Well, you know, one of the things that Chuck Schumer was right about is that they have effectively been able to use the federal judiciary, the political aspects of that federal judiciary. And that's one of the things, you know, we look at John Paul Stevens and saying we've got to get rid of the Second Amendment and so forth. I think that's an argument for modifying the Constitution so we don't have lifetime appointments of these federal judges, or at least changing the procedure so it's easier to impeach these guys. But when we look at these federal judges who block President Trump on every issue that has to do with the borders, President Trump likes Andrew Jackson, Roger. He's got pictures of Andrew Jackson up all the time. He needs to do what Andrew Jackson did and say, well, the judges have made their decisions. Let's see them enforce it. You know, Alexander Hamilton said the judiciary, and other founders agreed with him, was the least dangerous because they had no ability to enforce anything. These guys don't have any legal argument. I hate to see Attorney General Sessions engaging them in court and so forth on this. They don't have even a legal argument, but they certainly don't have the delegated power under the Constitution to block the president.
I could not agree more. This is the new tactic of the left. Call it lawfare. They sue Alex Jones on the basis of a bunch of completely phony allegations. It's an attempt to bankrupt InfoWars, to bankrupt Alex Jones. They sue me in the federal courts in D.C. The allegation, Stone worked with the Russians to hack the DNC and then gave the information to WikiLeaks. It's as unprovable in a court of law as it will be unprovable in the court of public opinion. These harassment lawsuits are designed to drain our resources, to distract us from the great fight against the globalists in which we are engaged. This is why I tell people when they ask me, what can I do? How can I help? Go to the InfoWars.com site, find the donate button, and send your most generous contribution. If you're not in the market for a great product, go to the site and help us out.
Absolutely. InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, thank you very much, Roger, and we do appreciate everybody's support. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Syria when we come back. Stay with us.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Right's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine, introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about what's going on in Syria. President Trump has repeatedly said, he said it as part of his campaign, we're going to get out of these wars, we're going to take care of our country first, and not get involved in these regime change wars, and he's been saying it quite a bit lately, but you now got people within the White House, and people inside the military industrial complex are pushing back on this, they're dragging their feet on getting the troops out, even though President Trump is saying it. We're going to talk about what's going on with that, and the longer historical context as well. In just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have that support this program, make this program possible. Products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com and some of the specials that we have. We have the Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement personally, and the Real Red Pill, together as a combo, 50% off right now. And we've added a combo discount to our new product, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. This is part of the Super Blue line that has nano silver in it, our toothpaste, our mouthwash. Now we have a gargle. It's a spray. You can put it in your mouth for oral use, or you can use it to decontaminate your hands. You know, nano silver kills not only bacteria, but also viruses as well. You can get it at an introductory price of 33% off, or you can buy a combo of all three sizes. It comes in a 1 ounce, a 3.4 ounce, and a 16 ounce bottle. You can get it in all three sizes, and you can get it 50% off for all three of those sizes. Also, we have Cellforce 50% off and Alexa Pure Breeze $50 off. That's our air filter system. Silent and effective and a very attractive unit, and we use them all around the office. I have one at home. That is going to be ending soon, the $50 off. And I'll just put in, as we're talking about clean air, this time of year with pollen, as I've mentioned before, my wife has suffered for a very long time this time of year, both in North Carolina and here, with sinus problems. And she tried Pollen Block, and she has never, with all the things that she's used, she has never found anything that is as effective as Pollen Block. Clearing up her sinuses, taking care of the splitting migraines that she would get from this time of year, disappeared, all of that. Got to the root source of it and cleared up her sinuses. So I highly recommend that. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, let's talk about what's going on. As I mentioned with Roger Stone, Pat Buchanan said President Trump ran on three distinctive things. Three things that made him the enemy of the global establishment, but the darling of the American people. Number one, protect the border. Number two, stop the deindustrialization of America to China. He's working on both of those, and it appears that he's also working on stopping the regime change, endless foreign wars. President Trump, as Andy Ward points out, is still very clear that he wants U.S. troops out of Syria. He's even ordered his commanders to quickly wrap up military operations in the country, but it doesn't seem to be happening, as White House officials have been feverishly backpedaling on the president's comments. And he's made these comments multiple times. He's said this in speeches. He's tweeted it out. He campaigned on this. And you got all these people in the deep state and the White House bureaucracy pushing back on this. He has said to have been pushing for withdrawal for months behind the scenes. And comments over the past week seem to make that the formal policy. But White House indications are that Trump isn't getting his way. Instead, the U.S. is going to just stay in Syria to, quote, eliminate the small ISIS presence, unquote, that yet remains. Since the U.S. hasn't been fighting ISIS on the ground for quite some time, that means that there's no timetable. And while they couldn't directly oppose and overrule President Trump, what they can do is play this delaying game and hope that something's going to happen that they can then use to try to justify or to try to push him into this scenario. This is nothing new. I want to play for you Wesley Clark. You've heard this before, and you're going to hear it again, because you need to be reminded that this is a long-term strategy of the military-industrial complex, of the people I call the Valkyrie, the spokespersons for this right now, Theresa May and Nikki Haley, two of the most effective spokespersons of Valkyrie. But let's go back to this interview. I think it was back in 2007 that Wesley Clark said this.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to
see him. It is funny in a dark humor kind of way.
And by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper. He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years."
starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Yeah, they were next on the list. Syria. And that's where we are right now. And here's a reminder, folks. This isn't something that happened just after 2001. It was formalized into a policy, and this guy says, hey, I've got it. And he says he saw him later on, you know, and he said, I saw him a year ago later. He says this. He says, you remember that? And he says, sir, I didn't show you that memo. I did not show that memo to you. we disavow any knowledge. They forgot to put the stuff that makes it burst into flames like Mission Impossible. But we have some memos that have been discovered all the way going back to 1983. There's your Rumsfeld connection there, too, as well. Now, he's talking about Rumsfeld being there. He went to meet with him and so forth. Well, Rumsfeld was in the Reagan administration back in 1983. As reported by Brandon Turbeville in Zero Hedge, he said it's a less known, well-known fact that there existed a plan to destroy Syria as far back as not only the Bush administration, but also the Reagan administration in 1983. Says, yeah, everybody knows that the Obama administration was planning to destroy Syria. And, of course, that happened before. But he says, documents contained in the U.S. National Archives drawn up by the CIA reveal a plan to destroy the Syrian government going back decades. One such document had the title, Bringing Real Muscle to Bear in Syria, written by CIA officer Graham Fuller. And in this, he wrote, Syria at present has a hammerlock on U.S. interests in both Lebanon and the Gulf through closure of Iraq's pipeline, thereby threatening Iraqi internationalization of the Iran-Iraq war. The U.S. should consider sharply escalating the pressure against Assad Sr., this Assad's father, through covertly orchestrating simultaneous military threats against Syria from three border states hostile to Syria, Iraq, Israel, and Turkey. Oh, does that sound familiar? Oh, it kind of sounds like what's happening right now, doesn't it? And notice that the pipeline is at the center of all this. We've said many times that the pipeline is a big part of this. Pipeline goes, right now they got a pipeline that runs through Syria from Russia going into Europe. They would like to have a pipeline that runs through Syria, but would be coming from one of our other Gulf allies. That's another part of this. Yet another CIA document from 1986 entitled Syria Scenarios of Dramatic Political Change looks at the possibilities of destabilization and regime change in Syria. Right then, they were using the Muslim Brotherhood to manipulate violence, defections, and a coup. Then in 2011, the CIA viewed the Sunni population, more specifically the Muslim Brotherhood, as the one that would be the most volatile element in society and that could also be funded from the outside. So when we look at this, and the fact that the U.S. government went ahead with the implementation of this plan in 2011 under Obama, it has resulted in 400,000 deaths in Syria over the last 7 years of warfare. Is that worth it? You know, that question was asked to Madeleine Albright about the sanctions that they'd put on Iraq. Remember Leslie Stahl asked Madeleine Albright, who had been the Secretary of State, was it worth it? You had 500,000 children just counting the children. 500,000 children die from the sanctions that you put on. Was it worth it? Oh, yeah, it was worth it. Didn't deny that it happened. Didn't deny that, oh, you would expect somebody that would have a little bit of a conscience and not the forehead of a harlot, you know, the incapability of blushing because she's a political whore like Madeleine Albright. Bloodthirsty whore with blood on her hands. She doesn't deny that 500,000 kids died. Just says simply, oh, it was worth it. And so as NBC News reports, the president has made his displeasure clear about any kind of long-term presence in Syria. Trump was trying to light a fire under his team to get the military mission wrapped up. The official said Trump told his aides he expects partner governments in the region to make good on their verbal pledges. He said the Saudis said they would provide $4 billion in stabilization efforts. And he said, I want to get back. I want to rebuild our nation. It's time. We were very successful against ISIS. We'll be successful against anybody. But sometimes it's time to come back home, and we're thinking about that seriously. I hope he does. That's what we elected him to do. Sounds good. All right, we'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
All right, so we're going to talk in the next hour about the updates as what's going on with the caravan. But it has provided a wonderful optic and justification for President Trump to do the right thing. I don't know whether it provoked him to do the right thing, but it certainly has given him the kind of optics that he needs to do the right thing. So he's putting the military now down at the border. He says that they're going to remain there to provide security until the wall is built. Check, check. And the third thing that has to happen, and I hope he is serious about this as well, he's floated the idea. And as I was talking to Roger Stone, he's had pushback from Chuck Schumer, from NPR, from various media sources saying, you can't do that. He's saying, we're going to use money out of the Pentagon's budget to build the wall. Why can't you use money out of the Defense Department to defend the country? We were just talking about Syria and how we have had this decades-long, 35-year-long plan to take down all these countries, as Wesley Clark pointed out in 2007. Yeah, they've got this list of 5 countries in 7 years, or 7 countries in 5 years. I forget what it was. But anyway, yeah, you get the idea, right? And Syria was the next one on the list besides Iraq. Yeah, we're going to go after Iraq. Why? I don't know. Well, I guess because we can, right? The only tool we got's a hammer, so let's use it against anybody. You know, let's go kick the cat. That was a kick the cat war. We don't know who did this. Well, yeah, I think we do know who did it now. And it wasn't anybody in a foreign country. I think it was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job, folks. Or at the very least, it was a patch of lies. But it doesn't make any sense. And people ought to be concerned about that 9/11 narrative that was sold us. None of that is true any more than the narrative we were sold after Vegas or many of these other cases was true. Obviously false. And there are many indications to indicate connections internally with the deep state that caused that. But, you know, we go kick other cans, and we've been kicking those cans now consistently over a very, very long period of time. As a matter of fact, I had it on my desk somewhere. There was a great article. Maybe you guys can find it. The one about how long have you been at war? What percentage of your life have you been at war? That's pretty amazing. We were kind of kicking this around, looking at our different ages. And, you know, it was a pretty good chunk of our life that my wife and I had been at war. We looked at our sons, and it was maybe about 75-80% or something like that, that the U.S. had been at war, 75-80% of their life. We looked at my younger daughter, 100%. 100%. There it is. There's the chart right there. So you can pick the age that you were born. You can look at the percentages and see how long we have been at war as the American government. Are you tired of this? President Trump is tired of this. He wants to at least stop it in one of the... And see, this is the other thing, too. It's not just how long have we been at war. They also do another one. How many countries are we at war with? But we can't use the military to defend our budget. To defend our borders. Yeah, it's a budget. We budget everything for the military. Everything. But we can't do that. We can't fund the wall out of it. A lot of these people are saying, you can't. That's a misuse. We're going to talk about this when we get into caravans coming up. They're saying that's an abuse of the National Guard, and it's prohibited under posse comitatus. There is no law that prohibits us from defending our border. That is the purpose. It's one of the few legitimate purposes of the federal government is to provide for the common defense. That means the borders, folks. And if we can't protect the borders, we don't need to have a Department of War. That's what we used to call the Defense Department, the Department of War. It is now a department of multiple wars. And all these people like Chuck Schumer saying, you can't do that. We're going to shut you down with the judges. We're going to shut you down with lawsuits. Activist judges will do it, whether anybody files a lawsuit or not. When we come back, I've got some news about Planned Parenthood. I got some news about Caravan, and I've got some news about China. They want to ignore the wars that are being pushed by Nikki Haley, by the military-industrial complex, by the Pentagon. But boy, are they upset about the trade war. They just now discovered it. Where have they been for the last 40 years? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The Department of Homeland Security has acknowledged the discovery of a rogue network of cellular eavesdropping devices discovered throughout Washington, D.C. The devices can be mounted in vehicles, drones, helicopters, and airplanes, and are often used by spies and criminals to track and eavesdrop on private cellular devices. The agency did not say how many devices were detected or where they found them. American intelligence and law enforcement agencies routinely use similar eavesdropping equipment in the field. The Stingray units operate by tricking a cellular device into locking onto them instead of a legitimate cell tower. Stingray devices allow the user to gain highly specific information on the location of any particular phone down to a particular apartment complex or hotel room. More sophisticated versions can eavesdrop on calls by forcing phones to step down to the older, unencrypted 2G wireless channel. Some Stingray devices can even plant malware on a phone. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Let's talk about the trade war, and then we're going to talk about the caravan coming up after that. But, of course, we had the stock market going back and forth. They were reassured over the weekend by Larry Kudlow. And don't worry, we got this under control. And he had a back and forth with Neil Cavuto, which was pretty interesting. I think Kudlow got the better of Cavuto, quite frankly. Cavuto doesn't seem to understand that, as President Trump said, this has been a war for many decades. Many decades. This is not anything that is new. President Trump said, that war has already happened, and we already lost that war. We're now fighting to get back some of what we lost. And they willfully ignore that, while still creating crazy joke narratives about, you know, Roger Stone was meeting with Julian Assange. And it's like, no, it wasn't. I was in California at the time. It was a joke, and so forth. That's where they are, but the, stock market is going back and forth as things, he reassured everybody, and then there was another round of sanctions going back and forth, and then the stock market got freaked out again. I'm going to tell you what they really need to freak out about. It isn't the trade war. China is not going to win that war because we are the customer in this one, right? We're the one buying all the stuff from them, not the other way around. So they're going to run out of cards before they... make us fold. They don't have as many chips on the table as we do. And President Trump can win that poker game. Absolutely can win that poker game. So the stock market should not be worrying about that, which apparently they are. The Chinese are strategically trying to hit Trump in the breadbasket with farming tariffs, trying to hurt him with his base. But I think the American people understand where this is going. One trader for a brokerage firm said the Chinese are very clever here. They knew they were going to hit right to the heart of Trump's base of support in the Midwest. I'm sure the White House got dozens of calls from soybean farmers this morning when they saw the news come across the tapes. It's going to get both parties to the table, and that's precisely what the Chinese wanted to accomplish. And so the question is, is this how this will work out, or, will they win? They do have a nuclear option, however, regardless of what happens with these sanctions. As I've said, we buy way more stuff from them than they buy from us. We've had news outlets saying, look at this, they put tariffs on automobiles, 25%. It was already 25%. We charged 2.5%. They charged 10 times as much, and they were already doing that before this. This is why President Trump said this has been going on for a long time. And if you'll go back to my reports at the beginning of the year, as soon as the tax cut relief package was put through at the very end of the year, the last minute, the European Union came out and said, that's unfair. That gives you an unfair advantage over us. We're going to appeal your tax cuts to the World Trade Organization. And you had the president, the various officials at the top of the European Union say, nothing is off the table. We're going to use everything to fight against America because of tax cuts in their own country. Because it put us at a competitive advantage, according to them. So this trade war, you can say it started then, but it started 40 years ago. President Trump was right. It started when they handed over our industry to China. Been going on for a very long time. But here is the dangerous part, folks. I've been talking about the attempt to supplant the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Its status, our dollar status as the world's reserve currency, allows us to be fiscally irresponsible. Just that simple. It means that because oil is priced, oil being by far and away the most heavily trafficked commodity in the world, they price oil in American dollars. And that's an agreement that we made with the Saudis, and we've been their lackeys ever since. That agreement was made with Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon. That petrodollar has made us their serfs. And that has also, though, allowed us to spend money with no consequences. If we lose that reserve status, then we start to go down the path of Venezuela. And as Bloomberg is pointing out, Venezuela's currency is doing even worse than previously thought. We've seen this happen not just with Venezuela. We've seen it happen with Zimbabwe, many other currencies. If you have to just have your currency evaluated on what it's worth and the amount of money that you are in debt, that's a whole different thing than if everybody's got to buy your currency so they can trade in the world's biggest commodity. The amount of oil that is traded every year is equivalent to the entire gross domestic product of China. So that's a big deal. China understands that. Russia understands that. They don't want us to have that status. They've been working and working together, working with other people, the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They have been working to undermine this. China just began, I think it's March the 23rd, I think it was a Monday, a couple of weeks ago. They started trading the petro yuan, and it quickly rose, very quickly rose to be the third most heavily traded oil index. Along with Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate. You had the Chinese petro yuan. And so they're pushing this. They're going to make it redeemable in gold. That is a big deal. Doing just the opposite of what we did Bretton Woods. Reuters is saying China is holding treasuries, and that is their nuclear option. Forget about all these back and forth with sanctions and so forth. It is the massive amount of treasury bills that they get from the Federal Reserve. China took, as they point out, just 11 hours to retaliate with these tariffs and so forth and so on. But here's the important thing. They hold $1.7 trillion of treasuries as of the end of January this year, making China the largest of America's foreign creditors and the number two overall owner of government bonds after the Federal Reserve. Do you understand that? Yeah, they can manipulate their currency, but they can manipulate our currency as well. It's not just outright piracy. It's not just intellectual theft and copyright violations. And it's not just manipulation of their currency. They have the power to manipulate our currency. They're number two only to the Federal Reserve. And we know the Federal Reserve's entire purpose is to manipulate our worthless paper fiat currency. It's only worth what people believe it's worth. And it's only worth something because it is the petrodollar. And they are determined to take that away. Now, the other thing that they can do is they can threaten to start to sell off and dump treasury bills. See, if we lose our status as the reserve currency because of the petrodollar, then that hurts demand for the American dollar and the value of the American dollar falls. Alternatively, they could also start to sell off or dump their treasury portfolio. And that would also hurt the American dollar. And you say, well, why would they do that? Because that hurts their investment. Well, you could also ask, why would the banks burst, why would the Federal Reserve and the banks create a real estate bubble and then burst it? Doesn't that hurt their own investment when they are so heavily invested in all these things? Well, of course, they get a bailout, number one. Number two, you always, that is the classic tactic of monopolies. You know, one of the things that they do is they come in, they operate at a loss until they get a monopoly, and then they can charge you anything that they want, right? That's what they do in individual markets. They come in, you know, the big box retailers, they operate at a cutthroat price till they drive out all the mom and pop and independent retailers in an area, then they can charge whatever they wish. And we have seen this happen over and over again. I mean, just go back to my report on the Federal Reserve. It's a Wonderful Lie, where I talked about It's a Wonderful Life and how the banker in that movie, Potter, was trying to collapse the market, create a run on the one bank so he could buy up everything. And then he could control everything. They'll take a temporary loss so that they can control you. You have them going to the government all the time, begging for more regulations on their industry. That's just to drive out the small competitors. And once all the small competitors out, they're the only people there. They come back to these senators that they own and they say, all right, now take off the regulations. We don't want them anymore. I want to maximize my profits. So when you look at the Chinese, and the fact that they own the T-bills, they could easily sell these things off, even though it would not be in their best interest in the short term. It is in their best interest in the long term to use their leverage. Not just a threat, folks. This is real. They understand, even if the press is not reporting it, they understand that the real leverage that they have over us is the petrodollar. And they have been laying plans that they're now executing. They have laid these plans out for a very long time to destroy the petrodollar as the world's reserve currency. And it's going to get very, very difficult for us economically once they do that. This trade issue, that is small potatoes compared to the world's reserve currency. We'll be right back with David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, it's time for the Caravan News, the gift that just keeps on giving. Got an update on what's happening to the caravan on its way to our borders. Or are they? What has happened in Mexico? And what has happened? Who is on the way to the border? Maybe it's not the caravan. Maybe it's the U.S. military. President Trump has said he's going to send the National Guard to the military. He's going to keep the military there to protect the border until we get the wall built. He needs to build the wall out of the defense budget, because he is never going to get the wall from the Democrats. He's never going to get the wall from Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has been open borders forever, forever, from the very beginning, still is. So the Republican establishment is not going to vote for that. Nobody in the Republican Party is going to vote for that, President Trump, other than the Freedom Caucus that supports you. Nobody there in the Republicans is going to vote for it. Nobody in the Democrats is going to vote for it. Mexico's not going to pay for it. You can talk to all these people and say they ought to, but they're not going to do it. No, it needs to be done out of the defense budget. They can stick the NDAA in there. I mean, the NDAA, that is the National Defense Authorization Act. We talked about this. The way that Barack Obama and others snuck in this indefinite detention by the military without trial, rendition to other countries. I mean, that was aimed at American citizens. They put that in. I don't want to see that used against the illegal immigrants coming across our border, but they stick all kinds of stuff in the NDAA that has nothing to do with defending this country, has nothing to do with funding the military. As I pointed out when I was talking to Roger Stone, $3.2 billion, twice as much as they allocated to a little teeny tiny section of fixing a fence that is already existing at the border. $1.6 billion was allocated in that giant omnibus bill. A slap in the face to President Trump from the Republican leadership. That's what it was, a slap in the face. And twice that amount, right after they did that, they announced that the Pentagon had lost twice that amount of money in 1 year in one country, Afghanistan, that we continue with a 16-year war. Longest we've ever been at war with a country. And these same people in the military say, yeah, I don't think we're going to get out of there sometime in the 2030s or something like that, because they want the lithium. They want the heroin. That's what the deep state wants out of that area. That's why we're there. We're not there for to make anything better for American citizens. So, yeah, we need to get serious about this. They stick everything into the NDAA every year. Things that have nothing to do with defending this country. Things that are quite frankly there to attack our Bill of Rights. So the president has the discretion. He should do it. He should shut down. We need to have judicial reform. Pat Buchanan said, there are three things that were distinctly Trumpian that the establishment hates him for, the deep state hates him for, that he has to do. One of them is protecting the border. We're going to talk about that right now. Previously in the program, we talked about in the last segment, stopping the deindustrialization of America. I've got this breaking article here today from CNBC. U.S. trade deficit rises to near 9.5-year high. You hear that? The trade deficit is still rising. Although it narrowed, the trade deficit that we have with China narrowed sharply, but it's still rising. 9.5-year high. Both exports and imports rose to record high levels, but we still have a trade deficit. We're still being deindustrialized. And you got all these people wringing their hands saying, oh, we can't have a trade war. Well, the trade war has been going on for quite some time and it is still very hot and we're losing it. And President Trump is doing things to make sure that we don't lose it. And so Wall Street, mainstream press are just screaming bloody murder about that. And they don't even realize the real threat that China is posing to us economically and financially. And that is to take away the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. But let's talk a little bit about this caravan issue. So as a caravan goes to Mexico City, now they reported, a couple of days ago, they reported, well, it stalled. And about 1,000 people or so. And the Mexican government was handing out transit visas and humanitarian visas to these people. And then here's the irony. Now we find out that not only are they handing out, some of the people are getting humanitarian visas, some of them are getting transit visas, so they keep on coming to the United States. But then they've taken apparently about 400 of them and deported them. And as Zero Hedge points out, how's that for a big dose of irony? A heavy dose of irony as Mexico deports 400 marchers for entering Mexico illegally after facilitating their passage through the country. And of course, that's 400 out of anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500. They said immigration agents at first abandoned their posts when they came into Mexico. They knew they were coming. They just walked away. And all these people in the caravan celebrated this first little victory, they said on Facebook. The migrants are organized, and listen to this, they're organized into groups of 10 to 15 people. Each leader is designated for each group, and then five groups are then banded together in what they called a sector. This is highly organized, folks. This is like an army. They've got their little organizations and their hierarchy and their ranks and everything. And they're taking their marching orders from people like George Soros. You know, Pat Buchanan said the three things that Trump has to deliver on are the borders, the deindustrialization of America, and getting us out of these useless foreign wars. And those are existential issues. I had identified three different ones. I said, we've got to get out of the TPP, which he did on day one. We've got to get out of the Paris Climate Accord, which was delayed by Rex Tillerson for quite some time. And eventually, President Trump said, nah, you lose. And then now he's kicked the guy out, which I'm glad to see that. I'm sorry to see Rex Tillerson ever in the administration. But both of those were very important because both of those were going to create not only the justification, but the actual supranational organizations that were going to dictate economic terms to us. They could destroy this country's economy just by a wave of a regulation. And we would have absolutely no representation in those groups. We would have absolutely no way to control those groups. They could put anybody in the TPP that they wanted to the very next day. It wasn't a hedge against China. It was something that they could have added China the very next day. So they're going to create these groups that were going to manage our economy and tell us which industries and which countries would be allowed to survive and which ones would be taken out. We'd already seen that from Obama. Whoa, we're going to take out the coal industry. Next, we're going to take out the automobile industry. Next, we're going to take out the transportation industry and so forth and so on. So we didn't need those. Those were existential threats as well. But I talked about those two things, I said, and borders. And so now we're looking at borders. So both Pat Buchanan and I see the borders as being a big issue. And certainly the foreign wars are a big part of all this globalist agenda as well. So that's their organization. 400 of them have now been deported by Mexico. How about that? To their countries of origin, and the Mexicans say with strict legal framework. Yeah, right. as if they've got strict legal framework about anything. And so the organizers of this, and it is very organized, they do this every year since 2010. This is an Obama tradition. And just like Ramadan in the White House. They were surprised at the size of it this year and about the attention that it received. They said the group was too large. We can't go to the border with 1,000 people. They said, we're going to have to split this up. And so now they're going to come back down and take it from, you know, the big leaders down to the da capo or whatever, the lieutenants. So they're going to split up probably in these smaller groups and come across that way, come across as individuals. And they've been doing this, as I pointed out yesterday, if you just look at the number of people crossing, the number of people crossing that they have interdicted, only the ones that they catch, the ones they turn back or the ones that they arrest, it's like a caravan every day. Every day. And they're saying, well, we'll talk about this when we come back, just how it has accelerated in the last month, up by a significant amount. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
It looks like America is starting to wake up from the lies and disinformation. 77% of Americans polled recently by Monmouth University believe that the old legacy media like CNN and the New York Times regularly report fake news. The survey asked respondents, do you think these sources report these stories on purpose in order to push an agenda, or do they tend to report them more by accident or because of poor fact-checking? The majority of respondents at 42% said they believe it is to push an agenda, while 26% went with poor fact-checking. Additionally, the survey found that 83% believe special interest groups are intentionally trying to implant false information into the news cycle, and even more believed those tentacles reached all the way into social media sites and YouTube. And it's not just conservatives who are waking up to the obvious bias and propaganda pushing of the legacy media. A whopping 61% of Democrats are in agreement.
You are fake news.
Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret Swell, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys, I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off. and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
So yesterday we had a press conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristjen Nielsen, and she said that President Trump was going to be directing the National Guard to deploy troops to, quote, assist the Border Patrol. She said, border security is homeland security, which is national security. This should not be a partisan issue. Well, it is, because we have two political parties, and one of them wants to destroy the borders of the United States. They see voters. And then the other political party says, well, you want cheap labor. And so you have bipartisan agreement to keep the borders open for different reasons of these two political parties. So the only nonpartisan issue is open borders. Once you say we're going to protect the borders and we're going to protect the United States, then they say, oh, you can't do that, because the only person who wants to do that is Trump and his voters. And one of the things that this Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen needs to do is to stop with the DACA nonsense. At least President Trump has stopped saying that this is a act of love and so forth and so on. We're going to do everything we can. He's stopped with all that rhetoric. This Homeland Security Secretary needs to enforce the borders and enforce the laws. Because it was Obama's Homeland Secretary that said, we're not going to enforce the borders and we're not going to enforce the laws. We're going to defer action on enforcing the borders and enforcing the laws. No laws were changed. They just said we're not going to enforce them. So let's stop the delay. Let's stop the delayed action, the DA part of DACA. Let's stop that. We had Kelly, who was her predecessor, kept delaying. And now she is delaying. She was picked by him, quite frankly. And so they need to, I hope she does believe that border security is homeland security. So one of the things that you have to do is stop with this DACA nonsense. The president was clear the caravan needed to be stopped before it arrived at our southern border. She said his efforts now appear to be successful. Well, they're going to come in smaller groups unless the border is really secured. And they need to do that. And she needs to do what she can to stop delaying action on DACA. There is no law that needs to be judged. There was no new law, so why is this going into the courts? There's no reason for Sessions to argue this. There's no reason for anybody to have to apologize about hurt feelings to tell foreign citizens who have been getting free education at our expense, sorry, now it's time for you to go home. You've overstayed. You're welcome. Here's what Trey Gowdy had to say. No apologies for border security.
I do, because no country should ever apologize for border integrity. The president's right. It's a misdemeanor to cross the border without permission. A misdemeanor. It doesn't become a felony unless and until you reoffend, and it's not a crime at all to overstay your visa. I don't know what gets weaker than not being a crime and a misdemeanor. So no sovereign nation should ever apologize for border integrity. So by whatever means that needs to be accomplished,
And we understand that this is a global agenda. We see people in Europe complaining about the same thing. That's why you've had a rise of anti-EU policies, because this is the same people who want to consolidate us into a world government have to eradicate the existing nations. And the way you do that is to eradicate their borders. It's just that simple. They've understood this for a very long time. Mika Brzezinski's father, Zbigniew Brzezinski, started all this stuff. Said, yeah, we'll start with three large groups. Yeah, we'll have one in North America, another one in Europe, we'll have another one in Asia. And then we can join all those together with the TPP and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, and so forth. Do an economic union. Then we can do a political union, and so forth. The plan has been out there for a long time. We talk about this all the time. We don't have to apologize for that. Even Secretary Nielsen said, the threat is real. This threatens not only the safety of our communities and our children, but also the very rule of law. DACA is a threat to the rule of law, folks. We do not need to argue this in the Supreme Court. We don't need to argue with these federal judges. These federal judges are saying, well, we're not going to let President Trump vet people who are coming into our country. Can't do that. Yes, he can. That is his power under the Constitution. They don't have any power under the Constitution to stop him. So stop pretending that they do. Everybody in the mainstream media, everybody in the establishment swamp, Washington, is telling him, oh, you gotta obey the federal judges. No, you don't. It's just their opinion. They've all got different opinions, and they'll change them next year. And the president has delegated power to protect the border. It's just that simple. I'm not preaching for centralized control over. I understand there's a 9th and 10th Amendment, but not when it comes to expressly delegated powers, like protecting the border and defending the country. That is the president's prerogative, not to be micromanaged by any of these judges. Don't you find it interesting that none of these judges ever had a problem with us going into Afghanistan or Syria and coming after their borders or whatever? Don't ever have a problem with that. 7 wars, no problem for any, from any of these federal judges. But boy, if you try to protect America, oh, can't do that. And you got some of these people out here. This is The Hill. They've got an editorial here in The Hill saying there's an 1878 law that bans federal troops from enforcing domestic laws, and it could limit how much the National Guard can do along the border. No, it doesn't. Posse Comitatus was a response to the abuse during Reconstruction, which, by the way, you will never hear that taught to any school children. What happened during Reconstruction? Never mentioned. Don't want to talk about that. Not going to talk about that anymore. They'll talk about Marvin Bush and 9/11. They won't talk about any of this stuff, okay? Anything that embarrasses. They're not going to talk about Reconstruction, and they're not going to talk about what drove the Posse Comitatus Act. The Posse Comitatus Act was to say that local law enforcement is that. It's local. Posse means the community. And it was, I'm sorry, Comitatus means the, well, Posse Comitatus means the power of the community, okay? Power of the community. Posse means power.
Comitatus. Get ready for community. Alex Jones to invade the swamp.
And we've
Jones
got somebody
is set to
coming
give a
in
speech
on
at
Can
the
you
national.
Guys stop that. So anyway, the Posse Comitatus said that you've got a sheriff who's the supreme law enforcement in the area. He can call out the posse, just like we've seen over and over again in the Western movies. And when there is an emergency, he calls them out. We didn't want to have a standing army. So I said, there's not going to be any permanent standing army. We'll have an army. We'll have a navy that is permanent. We'll have some forces on those ships that we'll call Marines. And we'll have an army corps of officers and kind of a corps effect there. But we don't want a giant standing army like we do today. They never wanted anything like that. The whole idea was that you'd have a military corps there and that they would use a well-trained, in their language at the time, a well-regulated, that meant a well-trained citizenry that was armed, kind of like what you see in Switzerland today. And those people would be ready to go, like the Minutemen of old. The militia would join that standing army. But this has nothing to do with using federal troops to protect our border. And we have to do that. We had attempted border crossings have surged in March. They said the people either caught trying to cross the border of the southern border or rejected for admission increased 37% in just 1 month from February to March. The sudden rise in figures had been holding relatively steady, but not now. What happened? What happened around that time? Well, I think this is a response. People watch our news very closely here in America. I think these would-be dreamers and DACA people were looking at all this language of the act of love. That is the effect of the bully pulpit. And when these people come across in California, they get the welcome mat rolled out to them. More than a million, as they point out in the Sacramento Bee, more than a million undocumented immigrants have received California driver's licenses. No, it's more than a million foreign citizens criminally trespassing here in the United States have been given California driver's licenses. And they're going to be using those to vote. It's not going to take any time at all for that to happen. All right, when we come back, I have some news about something else coming out of California. And one of the reasons why they are so eager to try to get Scott Pruitt out of the EPA, out of Washington, because he has been so effective. It's something that affects your life a great deal. And that is the EPA CAFE, Corporate Average Fuel Economy. That fight is coming up, and we're going to tell you what that really depends on. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you.
reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nason iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nason iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nason iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's MycoZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in MycoZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Climate treaty has been used as the favorite proposed problem. They put up a problem, they create a problem, may not be a real problem like the climate situation is, but they have a solution that they want to push. Whether you believe that there is global warming or not, whether or not you believe that it is man-made or not, the Paris Climate Treaty, even the people who agree that agree with the justification for the Paris Climate Agreement. And that, in other words, man-made climate change. They said the Paris Climate Agreement doesn't do anything to address climate change because it allows the biggest polluters, China and India, to continue polluting for a very long time and to increase the amount of pollution that they create. So it was a political move. We don't even have to argue about the science here. People on both sides of the science, if you look at the agreement, you understand this is a political takeover. So they push a problem and then they offer their solution as the only solution to their created problem. And what they want to do as a solution is to centralize global control, global taxes. We can see this in the Earth League that's pushed by Prince Charles and John Schellenhuber, who is the Vatican's chief scientist writing this encyclical for the Pope. He's been pushing this type of stuff. They want a planetary constitution, a court rather. They want an Earth constitution, a planetary court. They want to have a worldwide Congress that is direct democracy by everybody. That's their end game. And we understand where that is. So they always go to the climate, to the air issues, and that's where this EPA thing is. This is yet another fight between the California government and the Trump administration. But that's the bigger context of this. I want to get into this and tell you where this is right now, why they're working so hard to try to get Scott Pruitt, the best guy in the Trump administration by far. They're trying to get him out of Washington right now, manufacturing a scandal. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we're talking about air, folks. Right now is pollen season. And as I've said before, my wife thinks that pollen block is nothing short of miraculous for what it's done for her. She always had sinus problems, especially this time of year. And she's never had anything that's worked as well as this or as quickly as this. Pollen block. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have some sales. Alexa Pure Breeze, the air purifier for inside of your home. That is $50 off. That sale will be ending soon. We have 50% off CellForce. We have a couple of combo packs that are 50% off. You can get our new product, Silver Immune Gargle. That's our Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. You can get that individually at 33%, and we have three different sizes there. Or you can get a combo pack where you get the 1 ounce, the 3.4 ounce, and the 16 ounce bottles. You can get that as a combo, one of each size, for 50% off. And finally, we have Brain Force Plus and the Real Red Pill together for 50% off. Take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps the programs going. It's what keeps us free and independent and keeps free speech out there. All right, so let's take a look at what is happening. And let's put this in another context, too, and that is your pocketbook. You know, nearly 70% of the counties in the United States, the average worker cannot afford to buy a home. That's right. We want to talk about all these dreamers in our country. What about the American dream? I've said this over and over again. If we have to pay for the education of everybody who wants to come to this country because their government doesn't want to pay for their education, like Mexico's government doesn't want to pay for their education, so they send their kids here to be paid for, educated and paid for at the expense of taxpayers here in America. The article says the median priced homes are not affordable to average wage earners in an astounding 68% of U.S. housing markets. And they said that when you look at the mortgage payments, the property tax, which continues to go up to pay for the dreamers, that's why your American dream goes away. So mortgage payments, insurance, median-priced home, 28% maximum front-end debt-to-income ratio. So then they looked at that, and they looked at what people were making in the counties and say, well, in 68% of the counties, you can't afford to own a home. It's going to turn you into a renter, and you're going to rent a much smaller apartment. Same thing is happening to our cars. We've talked for a while about the car bubble and how the cars continually get more and more and more and more complicated and expensive because of the safety devices, because of fuel economy mandates and so forth. Things that make them more expensive, things that make them heavier, so therefore it's harder and harder to meet these fuel economy requirements imposed arbitrarily by the federal government. And they keep making the auto loans go further and further out. The car companies, in order to sell cars, have said, well, all right, we'll swallow that. We'll put out zero interest loans. Well, that's starting to hit may have hit the wall because there's nobody in the showrooms right now. Even people like Honda are complaining about nobody's buying one of their most popular cars, a Honda Accord. They say the average auto loan hit a duration of 69 months, while the average used vehicle loan has a term of just over 64 months. Both are rising to record new highs. The average price paid for the new vehicle is also hitting an all-time high of $35,176. Traditional banks, finance companies are starting to aggressively slash their share of new auto originations, while OEM captives, that's the automobile manufacturers, are forced to pick up the slack. And they're getting tired of that as well. That's why they're going to go from the selling model to the leasing model. They've been pushing that a lot because that's more profitable for the automobile companies to lease it to you than it is to sell it to you. And now they're not even going to be able to do that at a profit. They are going to try to lease it to you by the ride. And the electric car is simply a beard. Simply a beard for all that. And all this pushing by the Obama administration, by California, to continually up the fuel economy requirements is simply to force you into that rent economy. As Eric Peters, who's a frequent guest on this show, points out, he said, during the last few months of the Obama presidency, the CAFE, Corporate Average Fuel Economy, mandatory minimum was almost doubled by fiat to 54.5 miles per gallon effective beginning in 2025. You understand that's 7 years out. The average fuel economy is going to have to go to 54.5. And in between now and then, in just 3 years, it's going to have to be 46.6. That's why the Obama administration, the Trump administration is doing something to stop that. You're not going to be able to afford a car. Because if they can't meet that, they're going to have to add taxes and pass those taxes on to you. So you can think of this in a number of ways. The Trump administration, this is very important for them to push back. And these regulations are being imposed not even out of Washington so much. The Obama administration used California to do this. They, a key part of the effort by the Obama administration, reports the Chicago Tribune, and was to use California officials to put these regulations in and then impose it on the rest of the country. And now they're very angry, very, very angry that you got Scott Pruitt pushing back on that. And so when we look at this, I think it's interesting that Wired magazine says, well, China and the children will save the electric car from Scott Pruitt's EPA. See, they understand that this is all about banning any cars that you can afford. And when you talk about the fact that they, using the fuel economy to say that's part of clean air and we got to get rid of the internal combustion engine, they're not going to allow technology that can make them cleaner when you look at the overall cycle of power generation. That's not something that they're interested in. They're not even interested in alternative fuel. Things like fuel cell technology. That's not part of the equation. They want something that has planned obsolescence in it, like the electric vehicle. That's why no matter what Elon Musk does with Tesla, they continue to push this. I mean, it was kind of funny over the holidays, over this last weekend, I should say, you know, Easter, you had Elon Musk put out a couple of different things. One of them, you know, was a joke saying, oh, I'm going to buy up all the shares of Facebook. And as I tweeted out, well, it ain't going to happen. Just to give you an idea of the fact that Facebook ain't going to go away. I said he jumped into hyperbole space. I said, you take all of his net worth, which is $18 billion. Facebook has got a market cap. In other words, you look at the outstanding number of shares and price of the share. 26 times more money than Elon Musk has got. That's why Facebook won't be deleted. I mean, you take a half dozen Elon Musks and then sprinkle in a few hundred millionaires and billionaires. All of them not only have a vested interest in the stock market and Facebook stock, but believe me, they've got a vested interest in the government in Washington. And they're going to protect their investments by protecting the investment in Washington. But it's not the only thing that he was talking about. He was saying, well, we're totally bankrupt. And, you know, when he did that, everybody knew he was joking, but it really underscored the problems that they're having in terms of manufacturing and in terms of the bleeding of cash. And so the stock dropped and it hasn't really recovered. And it isn't simply that. It's also the fact that for the first time we have seen artificial intelligence try to actively kill somebody. Here's a clip of artificial intelligence trying to kill somebody. Remember we had the guy who was the engineer, the Apple engineer, who Tesla drove into the barrier? Well, here's a picture. Run that picture as we're going out. This is a guy going along, and he didn't get killed, but see, he's in a lane, and as the road takes a fork, the Tesla car looks at the markings and goes straight for the barrier. This guy was able to stop it at the last minute. But the other guy who was killed said, hey, this happened to me several times, and I reported, you know, Steve Wozniak said, these things are actively trying to kill me. I love them, but they're trying to kill me. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us today. It's in the broadcast.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.